Catch you on the Omnium Show with Glenn.
And Drew.
Thank you to all of our patrons for supporting the show. We really appreciate what you're able to allow us to do, which is do the show, but also the community service opportunities that we have thanks to our patrons to be able to do Stop the Bleed programs and security consulting for schools and churches and nonprofit organizations. We appreciate that. It really makes us more useful to our community, and you're helping with that. So thank you. October the 19th is our next alumni event for Independence Training alumni. That's going to be our meet and greet at Dad's Eatery in Scottsdale, Arizona. Starts at 6, technically. And that's also our run club night. So at 6, we're going to be doing the run. You can walk it. You can run it. You can jog it. You can walk, run, jog it. We don't care. You can bike it. You can skate it. We don't really care what you do. We got a 2-mile loop, a 3.5-mile loop, and a 4.5-mile loop that we can do. Come on out. Have a good time. Social hour starts at 7. Run will all be done. All the sweating will be done by 7. Everyone will be there for social hour from 7 to 9. Just an opportunity for everyone to come out and get to know each other better. That's ultimately what that is. So come out and meet other alumni. More than ever these days, you need to know who your people are. After that, November the 10th, we're going to be here at our office from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. doing video scenarios with the TI system with our friend Bob Schneider. So he's going to be running people through different scenarios using videos and role-playing and like kind of simulated force-on-force stuff, mostly just to kind of task your cognitive load instead of having to do too much physical stuff. So great opportunity for you to come out and get some good training and some introspective into legal application of the use of force and de-escalation and things like that. There is a cost for that. It's $40. It's really inexpensive. So 6 to 8 p.m. on November 10th, you can enroll for that on the website. You know, I've never been an advocate of giving your DNA up, and I'm not an advocate of all these genealogy and family history websites either. And some of them are even going as far as to, you know, require or request, I mean, DNA in order to, you know, fulfill like all your family history and all that. The problem with a lot of the genealogy and family history websites that I've found, obviously I you know, want to do family history. That's good. But the problem with most of them I found is that anybody can go on there and look up your family's history. And that includes pretty damn recent family. So if you aren't aware of this, you know, there's various different family history websites you can go on to, type in pretty much anybody's name and be able to find out like where their parents live, how many siblings they have, maybe even where they live currently. It's some pretty spooky shit. So, you know, I've traveled through quite a few of them and hammering down on like, you know, hey, remove my information. And they have to remove it if you ask them, but if you don't ask them, they don't have to remove it. So, you know, back to the digital privacy program that, you know, that Privacy Mike puts on for us and just did for the alumni, which was awesome. We had such a great turnout for that. But
I try to
just thing to think about.
I try to go every couple months and Google my name. And if it comes up on a website, I go and say, nope, no thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And so there's, in addition to family history and genealogy websites and things like that asking for DNA, there's other things that will, you know, potentially get your DNA, like
doing a COVID test.
Like doing a COVID test. You know, submitting your labs to government organizations, you know, things like that. Well, in this particular news story, there was a gal who was a rape victim, had her DNA entered into a police database when they swabbed her to collect evidence against her attacker several years ago. Well, later her DNA was used to tie her to a property case, a property crime case. And yeah, I get it's on file, but this is like a major breach of the whole Big Brother problem. Mm-hmm. It's like now they have your shit. Like here's the amusing thing to me about stuff like this. So they swab her several years ago for a DNA thing, right? And years later, they tie her to some property crime case. And that's not the end of that story either. I just want to interject here for a second. But you're telling me that the fucking state of Arizona can't talk to the federal database, and every time I got to do anything in the state of Arizona, I got to keep doing my fingerprints over and over and over again when my fingerprints are on file with I don't even know how many fucking federal agencies. You know what I mean? Like, it's just insane. It's like the shit that actually matters that you actually want them to share. I don't know. You don't have the technology. What is it, 1996? You do have the fucking technology. And then this lady, who, by the way, is later exonerated, the city drops the charges. Upon investigation, city made matches of 17 different crime victims to being potential criminal suspects. Not of that crime, but of various crimes. So first they're victimized. We get their information. Ha ha, now we have you. And then later, if you're a potential suspect in a crime, we're going to use it against you. There's got – like it makes sense logically, right? You're like, hey, if you already have the information, use it. It makes sense logically if you were dealing with an ethical, moral system. But as I've said before, you can't expect ethical, moral results from an unethical, immoral system. So no thanks. I'm going to hard pass on these people having access to all of my information. Good news was also, yes, she sued the city of San Francisco. So we'll see what, you know, comes out of that. But it's just – it's absolute freaking madness. More attacks against gun companies. We talked previously on shows about how credit cards are now – have issued their own individual code now for gun transactions being done. Some of those issues, of course, that they used were – the big purchases that have been made by, you know, shooters, bad shooters over the years, such as the Batman. What was that Batman movie? That was in Aurora, wasn't it? Aurora, Colorado, I think it was. The Aurora shooter.
The original Batman
one. Yeah, he bought like $9,000 worth of guns. The Pulse nightclub shooter down in Orlando, he bought like $26,000 worth of guns and shit. The Las Vegas Music Festival shooter, who supposedly was engaging people with a belt-fed machine gun twice at one time and talking machine. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what that would fucking sound like or anything, but sure fucking sounded suspicious to me. But I guess you could fire two belt-fed guns from windows that are, you know, 12 to 16 feet apart. I'm sure that's totally possible. But anyway, he somehow magically spent $95,000 on guns and ammunition, et cetera. And now, of course, the government uses this as a way to say, oh, now don't worry. We're only going to use this against the bad guys. This just helps us to track and investigate suspicious people.
Who they consider suspicious. Mm-hmm. Who they deem all mm-hmm. of this information.
This is what I've been saying kind of the whole time too. You know, people are always like, oh, you know, how would they do gun control? Will they go, you know, will they go door to door for confiscation? You know, yes, in a way, the ATFVC is doing that right now a little bit. You know, there's some little shit like that going on, but like an overall movement, no, they just make it impossible for you to get them.
Yeah.
And they make it terrifying for you to get them.
And then they start taking away things.
And they just go, you can't spend more than $1,000 on guns on your credit card.
Yeah,
and just like that, like now you're doing gun transactions in the fucking back alley of McDonald's, you know, like they just make it impossible and more and more and more and more and more difficult over time to buy certain things or certain quantities or, you know, they just all they got to do is what they did during the COVID shutdown. Another great test they did was they literally just stopped primers from coming into the country. On several cases, they had all of a sudden, surprise, new customs regulations for how certain primers had to be boxed. And there were several major manufacturers. One major manufacturer had literally millions and millions and millions of primers sitting in a container ship, having to send people out there on a skiff and repackage primers into the new specific new regulation fucking boxes. You know, they just have to control those types of items. And now suddenly you're not shooting anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they control certain types of ammunition from coming into the country, and now you're not shooting that anymore. They control certain types of parts from coming in. It's like they don't have to overall do a door-to-door thing. Just it's the slow thing, right? By small things or great things come to pass. They don't need to do it big. And another example of wonderful government abuse. Let's see, what's her name here? New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has defended using taxpayers' money to purchase first-class seats on international flights and insists she will not pay the money back after stating it's unsafe to fly economy as a black woman. I mean, by God, she's right. It is so unsafe. In fact, Drew and I were just on. I saw six black women just assaulted. In fact, one of them was thrown from the fucking airplane. This is insane. And what will the people in New Orleans do about this? Not a goddamn thing. Here's the best part. Here's the best part about this chick, the mayor of New Orleans. She's made several flights around the world. For some reason, governing New Orleans requires flights to places like Switzerland, France, and Miami. She says, and I quote directly, "My travel accommodations are a matter of safety, not of luxury. As all women know," you listening to this, Drew? Because you know this too, as all women. "As all women know, our health and safety are often disregarded, and we're left to navigate alone." It's, I mean, who fucking says this shit? Do you know who? You know how many women I know say that shit? Fucking Mayor Cantrell. There's like literally no woman in my circle of people that says, "Oh yes, as all women know, our health and safety are often disregarded." What the fuck? So first of all, how are you more safe in first class? What the fuck? What is going on back in coach? I fly coach. I'm not feeling unsafe back in coach. Jesus Christ. And the people in New Orleans will do nothing about it.
They don't give a shit.
They'll do nothing. Of course, all of her staffers, to include some black women, all flew economy. You can't make this shit up. If I wrote a book about government abuse, I wouldn't be this imaginative. I would not be able to imagine this level of erroneous, just absolute blatant disregard for the taxpayers' dollar.
It's so blatant, and they're so boisterous about it.
They don't even care.
And it's like in everybody's face because they're like, "Look what I can do, look what I can do." And nobody does anything, and that's how they get emboldened, and they keep doing the things that they keep doing is because nobody's there to say, "I don't want to pay for you to be in first class. Why don't you go sit back with everybody else?" Like, it's ridiculous.
I'm trying to like avoid a rant. I'm just not really in the mood. Military is very silently, Marine Corps specifically, very silently stopping enforcing punishments against unvaccinated soldiers.
About fucking time.
Yeah. Well, why do you think that is?
I have no idea. They don't give a fuck about losing good people because they're just putting...
Well, they are losing an amazing amount of people.
Well, isn't it? Aren't they wanting to lose people so they can put all their retards in? So
yeah, well, the problem is that they're losing a lot of people that they can't lose. They can't replace the people that they're losing. Why?
Because they're all...
Because nobody wants to join the fucking military.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to join the military?
Well, I bet they'll bring back those massive sign-on bonuses again for all the people.
They're already trying that. They literally can't get – like it is a massive crisis. In fact, reading a couple articles here, right? One of these articles specifically – I'm clicking through to it here real quick. One of these articles specifically says disqualification rates for potential recruits for things like obesity, drug use, and low test scores have more than doubled from pre-COVID.
Shocker.
So people who want to join aren't qualified.
Yeah.
That's insane. It's insane. And, of course, one of my favorite stories here. I'm going to go ahead and just read the title of this one. U.S. Army recommends food stamps for soldiers struggling with inflation. The U.S. Army is recommending soldiers apply for SNAP benefits, also known as food stamps, to help cover the rising costs from inflation. The U.S. Army cites the higher prices on a range of goods because of inflation in its recently released official guidance. Here we go. With inflation affecting everything from gas prices to groceries to rent, some soldiers and their families are finding it harder to get by on the budget they've set and used before. The guidance, written by Sergeant Major of the Army Michael A. Dumbfuck, reads, "Soldiers of all ranks can seek guidance, assistance, and advice through the Army's Financial Readiness Program." Listen up. My brain, if you still think working for the military is a good idea, I don't have to fucking tell you anymore. I don't have to fucking tell you. They hate you. Do you not fucking get it? They fucking hate you. I know it's a pension. I know VA, disability, blah, 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 all the shit we've talked about before. They fucking hate you. You're working for an organization that fucking hates you. They fucking hate you. They hate your family. They hate America. They hate liberty. They hate everything. Everything you think you stand for, Army values and hoo-yah, oorah, yut, and everything else is gone, folks. That shit is fucking gone. The military is nothing more at this point than just a fucking enforcement arm for someone else's fucking war. If you didn't learn from the last 20 fucking years, are you more free? Are you more free? Is the world a better fucking place? For our dead brothers and sisters, is the price we paid in blood, is it worth it? Are we more free? We fought them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here. What a fucking crock of shit. I'm so fucking sick of dealing with this shit. I'm sick of fucking people making excuses for themselves or making excuse for a shit fucking organization that they work for. The same stupid Mayor Cantrell that abuses taxpayer dollars, that's your fucking commanding officer.
Yeah.
That's your fucking senior leadership. Not her exactly, but that's her. She is a representation of that shit. I think she gives two fucks. Meanwhile, her staffers, she claims all black women are in danger of flying economy. And then she takes all of her fucking black women staffers and sticks them in the back of economy. It defies logic. It defies intelligence.
And people are okay with it.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares.
Nobody fucking cares. And no one's ever going to fucking do anything. The people in New Orleans will do nothing. They'll just be like, well, isn't that a shame? Where's the tax collector so I can pay my taxes on time this year? Where's the voting booth so I can line up and vote? Dang, dang, dang. This fucking system's great. It may not be a great system, but by golly, it's the only one we got.
Taxation is still theft.
It blows my fucking mind, man. I just like, to me, I can't... I don't get it. I have so many conversations throughout the week on social media and email with listeners and students that I go way more in depth than I'm shallowly going right now. I was having a great conversation with a dude that we chat quite a bit. He's a former paratrooper, and we were just talking about, you know, a variety of different issues that we see in the military today. And it's just like, I can't. We were both just like, I can't imagine looking at going, that's my commander in chief. That's my Congress. That's my Senate. This is the country I'm going to go bleed for. For what? I mean, look, you do you, but I don't fucking get it anymore. I can't imagine wanting to uniform up for this shit. I just can't. And they wonder why recruiting numbers are so low.
Yeah.
Redwire gear moment. Check batteries on gear you don't use often, especially your emergency gear. It's going to be something you're going to rely on for an emergency. It could be a flashlight, could be a lantern, could be your generator, could be whatever. Do a check on it. I try to do a quarterly check on those kinds of things. Yeah, it takes some time. It takes some energy. It takes some resources. You throw away half-dead batteries. It costs you a few bucks. You recharge. You know, you replace them with full batteries. But if you have emergency gear that in an emergency you're going to rely on, you really need to check those batteries. Make a list. Set an alarm. Put it on your calendar. Whatever it takes. Don't forget. Redwire Gear Moment brought to you by RedwireGear.com. All right, before we jump on the show, I actually want to talk about something I forgot to put on my list earlier. And that was Drew and I were in Washington this past week for – 2 weeks ago or whatever it was for some training. And we flew into Seattle, went down to Portland. I'm sorry, Portland. I don't know why I said Portland. Flew into Seattle, went down to Tacoma. We've already been in Portland. It also sucks. Seattle is gross.
So gross.
We went from Seattle down to Tacoma. Tacoma's gross. Cool place. Like, we loved being there. The people that we got to train with were awesome.
That was awesome, yeah.
We love training with these people. They're phenomenal, super attentive, very interested, just a great group of students. And, you know, we had a couple of our other instructors there, which is always a ton of fun. We get the team together and just have a good time. But, I mean, overall, the cities are gross. I mean, there's just, like, literally just homeless people everywhere. They take over, you know, entire sections of a street.
Nice neighborhoods, too.
Nice neighborhoods.
And then they set their camp up, and there's, like, 7 or 8 tents in front of people's houses.
People living there in front of their cars. It's like, again, this is just like the New Orleans people where I'm just like, look, I say a lot of shit on the show that I'm probably going to regret later. This is one of those things, all right? If I lived in Tacoma, I would have a whole new fucking hobby. And if the cops aren't going to clean up this fucking street, I fucking will. Because I don't have compassion for these people, nor empathy. You're a fucking piece of shit. You want to know why you're in this situation? Because you're a fucking piece of trash. You think, oh, I'm sure it's because no one wants to help you, right? Yeah. I'm sure it's because I'm sure you haven't abused every opportunity you've ever had. I'm sure you haven't abused, government benefits. I'm sure you haven't abused friends and family for their time, energy, and effort. Yeah, I'm sure you're a real upstanding fucking person, right? Like all the murderers on death row who didn't do it, right? I didn't do it, bro. I was framed. Yeah, I know. Oh, no, it was all because of how I was raised. Okay, whatever. Like, how do you live in a city like that and not go like, by day, I am me. By night, fucking Cape Crusader, dude. I would be cleaning up those streets left and fucking right.
You gonna be Batman?
No. I would wear a cape, though. Be a black cape. I wouldn't wear a mask, though. I would beat these fuckers' heads in wholesale. Look in my face. Look, this is the face. This ugly fucking mug is the last thing you're going to see.
You just told me earlier that you're not – you said you're a very attractive guy because I called myself ugly. And you said I would – when
I said I'm not an ugly guy. Why would I hang out with an ugly person?
Now you can't retract that statement.
All right. This handsome mug – last mug you're going to see. I just don't get it, man. And look, I'm not – I mean, whatever. I could go out. I guess I could go around here and fucking clean some shit up too. But that's the greatest part, right? But if I go around and clean up my community, I'll be arrested.
But that's okay. So
for breaking the law.
Let's put this
against those who are breaking the law.
Most people's
does not fucking compute, man.
Let's put this into most people's perspectives. We had made a game plan because we have a couple of races coming up, and we had made a game plan to run every single day we were there.
Yeah.
We ran once and only once, because the neighborhood that we were staying in was really nice. And we just ran down our street, and then all of a sudden, we are running through
homeless people.
Tents.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, our street is nice. This is nice. It's an Airbnb place we stayed at. A nice place.
Beautiful house.
Beautiful.
And they just – and they're aggressive, and they follow – and they
growl, they yell.
They're crazy.
One night I woke up, I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? And I go to the window and just
they're
some
like
guy
zombies.
Just yelling for no fucking reason.
They're like
I can't
zombies.
See him. I can just hear him in the distance.
They are literally, so during the day, they're not as prominent because it's hotter.
They're pretty zombie-ish, though.
But they all come out at night, and they do.
Oh my God,
remember
oh my
the
God,
lady in front of the grocery here. Store?
Oh, the one just wandering back and forth in a drugged-out haze?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a real
it was
fucking
insane.
Hoot.
And it was supposed to be a nice
like, can
neighborhood.
Can I just get in the fucking grocery store without
set,
you people being
which
here,
so
please?
Which is so crazy because our neighbors were a brand-new family. They had a little boy. I saw him one day. And
yeah, I heard him in the backyard, yeah.
The father was taking his son to school and walking him to school. And it's like right down the street from them, homeless people have their tents set up in front of other people's houses. Yeah. And it's like, how the fuck, if I was a brand new family and I had a little boy who's like 3 or something, I'd be like, I'm not fucking living here. I'm getting the fuck out of here. There's no homeless people. They're going to be setting their tents up literally in front of my house.
Yeah.
Like they can't even open their gates because the tents are right there.
And it's not just that. It's also like there's trash everywhere.
Oh,
the
it's
cities
so gross.
Smell.
Yeah.
It's just like it's. I mean, still, I think to date the worst place we've been still in San Francisco. But
I don't know. Washington D.C. was a close second. Remember that guy shitting on the sidewalk?
Yeah. But he didn't shit on or near me, and the guy in San Francisco almost peed on me. So I'm still gonna go with San Francisco. The other guy was shitting on a sidewalk I didn't need to use. The San Francisco guy was pissing directly on the sidewalk I was on in the same space I was in.
And the guy, you remember the guy jerking off?
Oh, yeah, of course there's that. I'm telling you, San Francisco was the worst.
Yeah.
And the San Francisco people were shooting up in front of us.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. I guess
yes.
You're right. San
yeah,
Francisco
I know.
Was way worse.
Yeah, remember we went to go look at the Golden Gate Bridge and it just smelled like a piss bowl?
Ew.
And it's trash it everywhere. I'm like, oh, what a great national place. Oh, but don't worry. I'm sure the mayor of San Francisco, yeah, get right on that, right?
Ew. It smelled horrible.
And again, this goes back to the problem where it's like you're hanging out in these cities and you're like, these are amazing places. These are like historic places. And the mayors don't give a shit. Why? Because they're like Mayor LaToya Cantrell down in fucking Nolens, spending all the taxpayer money to fly to fucking Switzerland first class. Because it's too dangerous to fly in economy. I'm like, what happened to you? Show me on the economy show me on the doll where the economy touched you. Are you fucking serious, dude? It's dangerous. The only thing you're in danger from in economy, it's two fucking things. Now you don't have to wear a stupid mask anymore and stupid flight attendants, who, by the way, I've lost massive amounts of respect for over the last couple of years. To me, they're lower than they were before. Two things I'm in danger of in economy. One, having to take a shit.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't ever – I've been a long time in my life. I've flown so many times.
There was once
and I've never had to shit on a plane. I've never had to shit on a plane. I've even flown hours and hours across the sea and just – I've never had to shit on a plane. I'd like to keep it that way. And the second thing you're in danger of is losing a battle for the armrest. All right? Because I'm here to tell you, if I – I'm sitting with somebody else, and it's not Drew or my people.
This is true. He actually sends me photos if we get split up.
I dominate the fucking armrest. I don't care how fat you are. I don't care if your fat is flowing onto the armrest. I'll touch your fat with my fucking arm the whole goddamn flight. This armrest will be mine.
Like, that's one of the reasons we stopped flying. What was it, Southwest or United? I can't remember. They kept splitting us up.
Southwest.
They would never let us sit together. And I remember
because it's the first come, first serve thing, and everybody, you know, that flies with me knows I fucking hate getting on the plane too early.
So we got separated, and Glenn was sending me photos of him dominating this big fat guy who took the armrest from
this guy. Look at the size of this. I'm just right in front of him. Like, look at the size of this guy. He needs like a fucking seatbelt extender, and he's all grumpy at me because I'm just like locking my shoulders and like pinning him to the fucking seat. Like, armrest, both armrests will be mine. If I'm sitting in the middle, I will own both armrests. I'm going to fuck who you are. Oh, you're a single mom breastfeeding? I don't give a fuck.
Wow, that's
you
so rude.
Own this fucking armrest.
So rude. Well, that's like my big point of contention with the way that the airplanes do things is, why is it that oversized people aren't charged more by weight versus our oversized bags?
If I have a bag over 50 pounds, which I got to tell you guys, is kind of tough when we travel. Like this last time, you know, we had to fly with two different bags. Okay, so here's the funny part. Let's just talk about the hilarity. And I understand it's because of like size and weight and a handler potentially injuring themselves. But I just want to point this out. We flew with one bag that was 47 pounds, okay? And it's all full of gear because that's what we need to go teach these big classes. Then we have a second bag that it's like 30-something pounds, okay? So let's just round up and say we're flying with basically 80 pounds worth of gear. But if I put 80 pounds in a bag, I will be charged $100. But if I put 40 in one bag and 40 in the other basically, I'll only get charged $30.
Well, we didn't get charged though because we used Delta.
No, because we had the extra bag. We had three bags. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So having the third bag, right, it's like – and the extra bag is $30. Yeah. But if I put them both in one bag, it's $100.
Yeah.
And if the bag is under 50 pounds, but it's more than 64 inches in total height, length, and width, then it's also an oversized bag. And I'm like, what about Fatty McFatFat, who needs a fucking seatbelt extender? I'm a healthy adult male. That guy weighs fucking twice what I weigh. How come he doesn't get charged extra?
I don't understand like how.
Fucking horse shit. Oh, we don't want to hurt his feelings. When her feelings.
But isn't it like should be a BMI index. Based off of weight too? Like, I mean, the plane can only hold so much weight, I would imagine.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's a fuel economy problem.
Yeah, so I don't understand how they can't regulate it. I think they should regulate it and make people be more fit and healthy. Because
if your BMI is XYZ, you can't fucking fly.
Because now
you have to get shipped as freight. Oh, what a great fucking idea that would be. Just tape them up and stick them down in the cargo hold.
Oh, that would be funny. But I mean, I'm serious though. If people had more regulations where they were restricted, where they couldn't do things, I think it would be important for them to do weight restrictions on airplanes. I mean, if you're going to exceed per,
I don't think you should do weight restrictions. You should just have to pay more. They shouldn't say you can't fly if you're X number of pounds. I don't care if you're 600 fucking pounds. Come aboard, matey. You're going to pay three fucking – then great. You're going to pay three times as much. You get the whole fucking row. You can – I can. I don't need the whole row, but I could. I could buy three fucking tickets. If I needed the whole row, I could buy – I could sit all by myself. All three. It's all mine. Fuck everybody else. You could do that too. If you're too fucking fat to fit in the one, then you should have to buy an extra one. And if you need more than that, buy the third one. But you have to pay for it. I don't want you flown over on other people's seat. If you sit next to me and you're fat, I hope you don't like using armrests. Again, I'm not a black woman, though, like Mayor Cantrell, so who knows? I may not forget, you know, cleaning up the streets and good enforcement in your city, I'm sure.
Why was she going to Switzerland anyways?
I'm sure there was something very important to learn about being a mayor there.
Huh.
In France, too.
Oh, perfect.
Also in Miami.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Well, only first class, of course.
Oh,
it was
oh,
like
great.
Thousands and thousands of dollars. It's wow. Probably like the salary of like one extra cop in the city.
Probably.
Just for her to fucking fly. Well, all her staffers, including black women, flew in the back. So she, what she meant to say was, I'm the only important black woman.
Yeah.
Because I'm Mayor LaToya Cantrell, who, by the way, no one listening to this fucking show, unless they live in Nolens or read that fucking story, even knows who the fuck Mayor LaToya Cantrell
oh,
is.
Oh, she's ugly as shit.
Yeah, also, yeah, I'm like, what? Wait. Look, I'm going to make another statement that's going to upset
like
people.
Dude. She looks
no,
like
No, she doesn't
guy.
Look like a dude.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She looks like a troll.
You know who she looks
she's
like?
Ugly.
She looks like the guy in The Matrix, the black guy in The Matrix. What's his name?
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah,
she's
look
kind
at
of Lawrence Fishburne. She could
she?
Also be, she could be, oh, no, actually, no, that guy was actually a pretty good looking dude. No, she could be kind of, that could be, maybe that's like Lawrence Fishburne's cousin. Look it up. I'm kidding. I got to get off this thing. It could go on forever. I'm obviously annoyed by it. New Orleans people, I hope you do something.
She's
I hope you riot
the
in the
gap
streets.
In her teeth like him.
Why don't, like, for all the things people are going to riot about, they're like, some guy I don't even know got killed. Let's riot. And it's like, okay. Here's an idea. The mayor of your fucking city is wasting your money on a first class ticket to a place the majority of the residents of that city will never fucking go.
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, no riot? Okay. Anytime you guys want to throw a fucking brick through the window of the Louis Vuitton store, I'm up. I'm ready. Nolens? Fucking. Topic today.
I hate people.
Full of rants. It's coming, guys. Guns kill kids and other silly gun control arguments. Guns kill kids. It actually came from a couple of listeners who sent in some questions about this topic. I'm going to read one of them specifically. It says, my show idea is really just a question for y'all, and we'll probably start a rant. Yeah, it's going to. By y'all, I'm sorry, do y'all believe the CDC stats on gun deaths? I find it hard to believe that more children died due to guns than car crashes. That opinion is certainly anecdotal. It just seems that in our culture, there is no reliable source of facts and information. Another question came in and said, I really want to know what you guys think about gun control and how it relates to the future of our kids, basically. I kind of had to paraphrase because there was some personal questions in there as well. But do I believe the CDC – I don't believe anything the government says ever. Especially the CDC. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, what look at all the lies last 3 years.
You fucking kidding
years,
me? The CDC? I don't
out.
Even – are they even real? Are birds real? The birds are more real than the CDC. CDC is unbelievable. They're fucking liars. They just make shit up, including, of course, that guns kill more kids than car crash. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm just going to Google some shit real quick, right? I'm just going to Google car crash deaths United States 2021. 42,915. 42,915. 43,000. We'll round up. All right. Gun deaths surged in the second year of the pandemic. Now, according to the CDC, it's almost 49,000 people, which is 3,500 more than the year before. Okay, so I see where this listener is coming from, all right? So we have 47,000 car crashes, and that doesn't just include kids, and 49,000 gun deaths at the CDC. So we're just going to take a look at something here real quick, okay? Because oftentimes what the CDC does is they also include things like suicide. But I'm looking real quick. They've been on the increase about 15%. increase in gun homicides. So both numbers went up according to gun homicides and gun suicides. Now, here's the interesting part. Those 3,500 increases from 2021 to 2022 were over 75% of them suicides during COVID.
Jesus.
Oh, but we're not going to talk about that. And anytime someone mentions car crash deaths, okay, what are we talking about? Are we also going to include drunk drivers? Are we also going to include distracted drivers? Like, what are all the numbers show? The problem with statistics of all kinds, all of them, is they're all politically motivated. The NRA says all these thousands and thousands and thousands of people are saved every year by guns. And then they also include law enforcement numbers. And then, you know, whoever, the Brady Center for Handgun Violence says, comes back and says, you know, but all these other people are killed by guns. And then they also include things like, you know, gang violence and people murdering each other over drugs and shit. And it's like you can never really get a number. So here's what I know about that. No, I don't trust the CDC's numbers. I don't trust any freaking government organization's numbers. I don't trust statistics. I don't trust the census. I don't trust voting. I don't trust anything where I have to put any kind of faith that any government official is going to take numbers that they gather from any one thing and go, let me add some ethics, morals, and values to this. Let me add some logical, factual information to this. Let me just be a good person about this. Nope. They're going to take that shit and they're going to find a way to make it politically motivated. And if they wanted to control cars like they will in the very near future, just like they're already trying to do in California, then they're going to start using those numbers next. What people don't understand about all gun control numbers is this is a platform. First of all, let's get this out of the way. The Second Amendment is there to protect the First. The First is first so that it can protect your ability to talk about, discuss, and present the Second. The Second there is to protect all the other amendments. It's specifically there to protect all the other amendments. All they have to do is restrict the Second, and you watch. You watch in these cities where gun control is so adamant – or so heavy, I mean, and they're so adamant about enforcing it. And what do you see? You see heavier restrictions on the other liberties that people have. You see other restrictions on people's day-to-day freedom. You start to see people being restricted in what they can and cannot do, and they have no way to stop them. Pick up a history book and read it. This is exactly how they stop people from doing things. So the reason I think they always push kid deaths and – such and such, is because that's always been the platform they push things on. No one argues when it comes to kids.
Yeah, that is true.
And so when they say, oh, look at all these kids that are dying, no one's there like, well, good, fuck them.
Yeah.
No one's saying that,
yeah.
Right? Oh, good, I'm glad all those kids are dead. Like, nobody's saying that.
Yeah, everybody pretty much rallies if it has anything
everyone
to do
with kids. Oh, my God.
Except for
how
pedophiles.
How do we protect the
Hold
children?
On. Pedophiles
oh, no,
are
the
okay.
Pedophiles are all about everything that has to do with kids.
Well, no, I'm saying the people – when people are saying, oh, let's protect the kids from the pedophiles, now what's the new thing? It's like they're in love with younger people.
Minor attracted persons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and that's okay because that's socially acceptable. But when they want to talk about guns, it's whatever can control the narrative, right? That's all what this is all about.
And especially when it comes to guns in specific – They want to control guns if it relates to kids. Well, look, if we had gun control, then we could stop all these shootings, which are killing all these kids. I'm going to like disagree with that 100%.
Yeah.
So first of all, gun control has never and will never be proven to reduce crime and
gun violence.
It just
increases. Look at all the places that have the heaviest gun laws and restrictions.
They also have the heaviest violent crime rates.
With firearms.
Got to be a correlation there, right?
Shocker. They're still getting them in. So good guys can't have them, but bad guys can.
So you start with that, right? Second of all, we are ignoring the mental health problem that's happening in our homes of mostly fatherless children that commit these.
That are happening in our school that the teachers are forcing upon kids.
Well, I'm getting there, right? I'm saying in the home, which is the first place of education, like we already have fatherless homes. We have a society that has no ethics and no morals and no values and teaches them, oh, you don't need this. You don't need religion. You don't need a belief system.
You don't need to be a man.
You don't need to be a man. You don't need that. You just drink more soy and it'll all be okay. And so you have all that kind of stuff, right? Then they leave the home And the kid goes out to school, and now they're having more shit forced down their throat, including medications and drugs and crazy socio ideas that make them confused about who they are and what they are and what their name is and what their gender is, and makes them confused about, well, am I supposed to stand up for myself? Because you show me all these history books where people are standing up for themselves, but then if I stand up for myself, I get in trouble. So that means I should probably not stand up for myself, right? So then they confuse them with all this bullshit. And then beyond that, now we send them into a world completely uneducated about what to do next. Kids graduate high school, they don't know how to balance a checkbook. They don't know how to buy a home. They don't know how to invest in anything. They don't know how to buy a car. They don't know how to function as an adult in this world. They don't know how to handle a functional relationship. They don't know how to resolve potential problems. They don't know how to do anything. But by God, do they know calculus one or whatever, you yeah. know, or whatever, you know, bullshit that they had to fucking do so they could pass the standardized testing and the school could look good so that the school could get more money from the government.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that that organizations like that are funded or driven specifically by money when they're so concerned with a student's attendance that the punishment for not attending classes is punishing them with their grades.
Yeah, that's insane.
They take that's grades insane. Away. So you could have an A and they'll start slowly taking your points away
if you
miss too many classes.
And it's not
what
even
the
it's
fuck?
Even late, just being late.
Yeah, it's being tardy. Yeah. And that's something we've seen with our kids. And you're like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because of course, the longer the students are in the seats, then the more money that the organization makes, which of course just tells you what their freaking motivation is.
Yeah.
So the problem is you have all these issues that start, all these mental problems that we're totally ignoring. And now we're bringing up – the worst part is now we're bringing up an entire generation of therapists and counselors that are literally – these fucking kids,
who don't even know their gender identity.
So that's my point. Like, you have counselors and therapists. We're going, okay, kid, go see a counselor. We send them to a counselor,
and they're like, I'm also a man as a woman.
It's like taking them from the devil and giving them to the devil.
What?
You know, you're just like, this is insane.
It's insane.
So it's difficult to find any help for your kid, right? If your kid does need help. And then we run into the issue of, okay, now, you know, we've got, okay, little Johnny doesn't have a dad. No one plays ball with him. Yeah. He's confused about who he is. He's been bullied. We haven't done anything about that because he's not allowed to stand up for himself, because if he stands up for himself, he's going to get in trouble, and then he's going to get his grades taken away. He's going to get kicked out of school. And then a single mom who's barely fucking making ends meet in a world with fucking 9.5% fucking inflation, whatever bullshit, who's almost impossible for her to fucking make it on her own. Well, no one's talking about that either, but yeah. Now we're going to take that kid – and we're going to fast forward a year or two after he's out of school and he's having a fucking hard time. And maybe he even starts getting, I don't know, like groomed by a federal agency, because I don't know how all these fucking kids keep buying the same identical goddamn Daniel defense gun. But for some fucking reason, it just keeps on happening. But I guess that's not a thing anybody wants to fucking pay attention to. So now the kid goes in and he's ready to kill people. You know what we ought to do? Fucking kill him. But there's not a teacher I've met who's got the fucking sack to do that.
Yeah.
Get 5 teachers, arm yourselves, and hunt. You want to protect children? You kill the people who are trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You think you want to make more laws to protect children? You fucking kidding me? Using children as a political fucking chess piece to try to get my sympathy? Go fuck yourself. As soon as some fucking piece of shit politician comes up on the TV, it's all about our children. I'm like, hang that one. Oh, I'm running for office to keep your children safe. Hang him. As soon as you try to use children to fucking run your platform on, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. I mean, literally, go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself with a shotgun and pull the trigger. Blow your fucking guts out. I am so fucking sick of nobody doing anything about this. What are you going to do, though?
Yeah.
Right? What are you going to fucking do? We try to give this kind of information to schools, not quite delivered in this way, but we try to give free security training to schools. They won't even fucking take it.
Yep.
You wouldn't have a fucking apathetic. So you don't fucking sit here and tell me that guns in schools are some kind of dangerous problem. They're not. You know what's a problem in schools? The fucking teachers. That's the fucking problem in schools.
They're really.
The fucking admins, these lazy fucking shitheads who are just riding it out. who I'm sure started with the best of fucking intentions, and they themselves have been ground into the fucking dirt with the bureaucracy, and they don't want to do anything. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to put their career on the line.
Don't think that your teachers, if you have kids in public school, don't think that those teachers are not pushing their political agenda
on
your
children.
Whatever
their bullshit narrative is.
And they'll say whatever, and it might be snide little remarks here and there or whatever. And the kids just – they're so young, they just listen. They're like, oh, well, this is what my teacher thinks, and you're sending me to school to make me listen to her. So I guess as – I mean, we see it all the fucking time. We've had to even combat it several times where it's like, yeah – This is not happening. Like,
yeah, my kid didn't come into school to listen to your fucking horse shit.
Yeah, like either
you
know, cut the
teach
shit.
Teach math, you twat.
Cut the shit. Like this is like has not. This isn't. This is unrelated for a little person to understand. Like this doesn't need to be said.
So yeah, when people talk about violence against children, I'm like, yeah, you know what? And
start with the teachers. They're the ones committing violence against their children.
Start even beyond that. What about all these pedophiles? They're committing violence
Hang
against
them
children.
From the fucking
How come
streets?
No one do anything about that? Hell, we have one as a goddamn president of the United fucking states.
Yeah.
We have them in our Congress. We have them in our state senate. We have them as rulers of our freaking organizations and corporations that we give all this money to. We bow down and praise to these people, and they're all out there fucking children, and no one's doing anything to stop them. You know one of the first things you want to start? Stop paying your goddamn taxes.
Yeah.
Just stop. Just fucking stop. Stop doing all of the things that you know these people want you to do. Actually rally. If the American people just got up tomorrow and just stopped, if we just stopped and said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. That's all it would take, but it's too uncomfortable for everybody. So everybody wants to talk about doing things like protecting children with these arbitrary, stupid things like we should reduce guns. For the children.
Yeah.
You morons. The whole reason I own guns is for the children.
Is so we can protect our children.
That's why I have them. So I can protect my children against pedophiles. So I can protect my children against the government. So I can protect my children against some random shithead on the street who decides he wants what I have.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier when I'm out there on my own. I don't feel the need to carry a gun by myself. But yeah, it's the whole reason I carry a gun to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole reason I started carrying a gun. It's the whole reason we had guns at home growing up. Yeah, sure, to hunt and to take care of that, all that. But yeah, man, there was an absolute understanding that we had guns so that if someone tried to hurt us, we could shoot them in the face.
Yep.
It just – the division on this idea is so dramatically huge. It's like you either get it or you just don't fucking get it. And most people just don't fucking get it. Most people – some people that are listening to this don't get it. There's some people who would listen to our show and say, well, I believe in common sense gun control. I mean, you can't just have anything. Yeah, you should. But anything, Glenn? What about a nuclear bomb? Yep. Now, you're going to need to be able to safely store and control and et cetera, you know, limit access and do all that kind of stuff to it. But yeah, if you want to put forth the money and the energy and effort of which the average person could never afford, but if you wanted to do that, okay. Full auto, suppressors, the NFA shouldn't even fucking exist.
Yeah.
There should be no gun registration of any kind. There should be no concealed carry permits of any kind. There should literally be not a single infringement on the Second Amendment. Well, come
yet
on now.
There is.
But what about – shut up. Stop. Fucking stop talking. I'm not interested. Prohibited possessors? Sure. After you've proven that you can't play well with others, i.e. you understand the right but not the responsibility? Yep. Sure. Beyond that, beyond being a convicted violent criminal with firearms, not just any old convicted felon, because that's horse shit. You're telling me I can get a felony for white collar crime and have my guns taken away, or some crazy bitch can convince can accuse me of, you know, sexually harassing her or stalking her or whatever, get an order of protection against a person and have their fucking rights taken away. I've heard of that kind of shit happening. Just to fuck with a dude. Like, that's not fucking cool. But if you are a convicted violent criminal who used a gun to commit your crimes, yes, that's fine. Be a prohibited possessor for a certain period of time until a judge can then restore your civil rights at some point in your life. Not forever. It shouldn't be a forever punishment.
Yeah.
You do it again, we just cut your fucking head off so we don't have to worry about it anymore. But it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't understand gun control arguments from any aspect. I just fucking don't. Especially when it comes to kids. I don't understand people's problem. Here's one of the most insane things that we hear. And I hear it from various different perspectives from our students. People say like, well, you know, I don't really want to have guns in the house because, you know, I have kids. Or yeah, you know, I used to not want to have guns in the house, but you know that my kids are older or whatever. And I'd be like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Why wouldn't you want guns in your house? Just because your kids are young or old or whatever it may be. You should want to have guns in the house. I don't understand it. I just like I tell you guys one of the craziest experiences I had relating to guns and kids was honestly when I went into basic training way back when. It was the first time coming from small towns and shit that I'd really been exposed to an entire group of people, most of which had no shooting or hunting experience at all. And I remember when we had our very first live range day and there were people who were like nervous because they're like, man, I've never fired a gun before. And I'm like, what? That's fucking crazy, right? Obviously, since then, I've come to know a lot more about the world and I've come to understand there's plenty of people who grow up not the way I grew up. But I'll tell you how I grew up with access to guns. All of the access to guns. Never shot myself. Never shot any other kids. Not accidentally, not on purpose. Didn't go on a school shooting spree. If I went on a school shooting spree, my dad would have beat my ass. If the cops killed me, he would have showed up to school and then he would have revived my ass just so he could beat my ass. Like there's no fucking way that I would have even considered doing something like that. And see, that's what happens when you don't have the social and mental problems that we're putting these kids into. You want to know what the problem is? Nothing to do with guns or access to them. People forget that on the same day that Sandy Hook happened, a mass stabbing also happened in China. And in fact, more people were killed in that mass stabbing at a school than happened at Sandy Hook from the shooting. You want to protect your children at schools? No problem. Teach your teachers. Or get real security guards. Or stop defunding the police and making them remove school resource officers. Or whatever. Not that I necessarily, obviously, after Uvalde, have a whole lot of faith in cops protecting schools and children. But I'm just saying, you want to protect children? I'll tell you this. We train with some schools. Not public ones, of course. But some charter and some private schools that arm some of their staff. I can't say, of course, who they are. But absolutely 100%. And they don't fuck around about it either. They're pretty hardcore about it. So when you really look at it and go, is this really that big of a deal? Isn't this a solvable problem? Okay, we've missed all the stuff we talked about before, right? We screwed up raising this kid. And now here we are at the end where they're at a school, excuse me, doing violence. We kind of only have one solution now. But we're not ready to do that. How else are guns killing kids? Gang crime, poverty-stricken areas, suicides. These are all problems that are not related to the gun. Suicides are not related to the gun. Gang crimes are not related to the gun. Drug crime is not related to the gun. These things are not related to the gun. This is why they're stupid arguments. People want to blame an inanimate object for the actions of people who, under their understanding or duress or lifestyle choice or whatever, decide to commit a crime against themselves or somebody else using a gun. But how come we don't blame cars? There's no one out there calling for car control.
Yeah.
There's no one out there. I see car accidents all the freaking time. And I would argue that car deaths are probably, according to the CDC, less than gun deaths only because cars are so fucking safe. I've been in a lot of car accidents. I've been in two of them that should have killed me, but cars are so damn good at keeping you alive that they kept me alive because they're structurally sound. So we're not, this isn't even an apples to apples comparison here. A car is something I ride in every single day. I see tons of car accidents every day. I don't see tons of gun accidents every day. In fact, I'm around guns way more than the average person, and I never hardly ever see gun accidents. I probably see one a year maybe about someone having a gun accident and it doesn't hurt anyone. I see car accidents every fucking day that hurt people. So it's not even a fair comparison. Why is no one calling for car control? Hammer control? Electrical outlet control? No one's calling for any of that. That also hurts people, kills children, because it's not convenient. No one cares about that shit. It's inconvenient to say we are messing up our children.
Yes, we 100% are messing up our children.
We are screwing them up with social media. We're screwing them up with media. We're screwing them up by not teaching them what they need to know in life. We're screwing them up by not putting the emphasis on the family and keeping families together and keeping families strong.
Our kids nowadays can't even tell if they're fucking male or female. That's a big fucking problem.
Yeah, it is.
If your kid can't decide whether male or female, if they have a dick or a vagina, that's a fucking problem. That is probably the biggest problem.
But it's not who I want to be, Drew.
Well, too fucking bad. I also...
Drew, that triggers me. And it's hurtful.
I also want to have $1 million in my bank account, but that's also not
happening. I'm going to need you to refer to me as...
Gwendolyn?
No, attack helicopter. All right? Because I identify as an attack helicopter. On Mondays through Thursdays.
Okay.
Fridays through Sundays... I identify as a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. An asexual. I will create my own babies. Oh my. As an asexual Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park. I'm going to need you to refer to me that from now on.
And this is who will be running our country here. And like,
yeah, know. These are the people. This is who's coming up. These are your next CEOs, your next senior NCOs. These are your next police chiefs, your next mayor Cantrells. This is not a gun control problem, never has been.
Yeah, it is a people problem.
They have
problem.
A lot of school shootings back in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, right? Kids had access to all kinds of shit. Yeah. Also didn't go to public school. Might want to point that out. Didn't have years and years and years of public indoctrination.
If you could just homeschool your kids and raise them the right way and teach boys that it's okay to be men and women that it's okay to be women, then you'll have a better life than 90% of the other people in the world.
So, look, my kids have grown up around guns. Our kids don't think it's weird that we carry guns. They think it's weird other parents don't. Probably one of the most genuine questions I ever got was one of our daughters asked me. I was taking her to school. And it was one of her – she was early on, very early. I think she was in the first grade. And most of our kids have fortunately been able to be traditionally schooled or homeschooled most of their schooling. But in some cases, they've had to go to public school. In this case, I think she was in the first grade. And I was kind of reminding her, like, hey, just remember, you know, we don't really talk about guns at school or anything. And she said, but, Dad, don't you carry a gun because you love us? And I said, yes, that's true. And then she said, do other parents not love their kids as much as you?
Nope.
And I go, well, you know, honey, that's not exactly it. I don't want her to think horrible things. So, you know, we just live a different life than other people. But in my heart, I'm like, you fucking nailed it, kid. That's exactly what it is.
Nobody's coming to save you.
Because other parents will just watch their kids get skull fucked and they'll throw a slipper at them. Oh, stop. Oh, fucking idiots. These people fucking deserve it, man. Fucking natural selection. Let it roll. Let it roll. EMS, stop doing your jobs, too. Please stop saving.
What jobs do they do?
Please stop saving stupid people.
Hold on. Does EMS even save people?
Yes. They save a lot of stupid, fat, disgusting.
I would debate with that.
Chronically ill, depressing, overly medicated people that don't need to be fucking saved. That's a whole other topic. But yeah, it's like, dude, the problem in our society has nothing to do with guns and everything to do with how we are raising our kids.
Yeah.
Gun control has nothing to do with kids. Mm-mm. Nothing. Not a thing. I have raised my kids around guns their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
Took our oldest son out hunting for the first time when he was 18 months old. People think I'm joking. I'm not fucking joking. That kid went with me everywhere. If I went hunting or shooting, he was with me. He was out shooting belt-fed machine guns when he was like 3. I have videos of that kid at 3, 4 years old rocking freaking belt-feds because he was too small to use the sub-guns. But by the time he was 7 and 8, he was moving and shooting with Uzis and MP5s and everything else. Full auto, freaking dumping targets, moving to the next position, dump targets, reload, keep – like, you think kids don't like that shit? Look at the video games they play.
Yeah.
You don't even have to – I love when people say, well, my kids don't even have – toy guns. I know your child is a fucking pussy. And then they go, well, you know, but he still makes them with his fingers. I just don't know where he gets it. He wants to be a man, you idiot.
I have to turn your volume down. That's too loud.
Let him be tough. Let him fight. Let him slug it out with the neighborhood kid. They're probably best friends if you let him just do it.
Or they find stick guns. That's always my favorite.
Make them stick guns. Stick bazookas.
Boys always fucking find stick guns.
Just let them do that. And then they won't be all weird later in life. I guarantee it.
And then go
it.
Kill people.
And show your kids the guns. Here's how I do it. My kids want to look at guns, no problem. Give me the safety rules, then we can look at guns.
Yeah.
How do you handle them? They get one mistake and one mistake only. They make a mistake in handling, you're done handling. You got to go sit down. Until you can give me the rules again, and then you don't get another chance. And boy, I tell you what, I've done that just a couple of times to my kids, and they take it serious as a heart attack.
Well, I mean,
getting
even
reprimanded
our...
by dad for breaking a safety rule, I think they'd rather tell me they were gay than than get reprimanded by me for breaking a freaking firearm safety rule, because it's not a fun experience.
And it also helps kids identify when they're at, I mean, we have this conversation with our children all the time, like, hey, if you go to sleepovers, if you go over to your friend's house and go hang out, what happens when a kid's like, hey, let's look at my gun? They're like, boom, we're the fuck out of here. And they go and they will tell adults. And we have preached that ever since our kids were very little. And even we talk about and we show them the different colors of guns, because that's a new thing that's pretty big in the market right now, is having different cool looking guns. I mean, shoot, they're making real guns. Painted like Nerf guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to have that conversation, like, just because it has a cool color concept doesn't mean that it's necessarily not a real gun. It still very well could be. And I think when we were teaching our youngest, we had just come home from like a ladies AR-15 class, and we brought out all our rifles, because that's the only class I can think that we bring most of our ARs out. And she had... we were unloading all the guns and we were lining them up against the wall as Glenn was putting them in the safe and I was handing them to him. And she walks out into the garage to see what we're doing. I think she was only like 3 at the time. She's very, very young.
She was young.
She walks out and one of the rifles is my camo one, and she pointed to it and she goes, Mom, there's a gun over here and I don't know if it's real or not. And I just remember thinking that by how we talk to our children and how we show them things and how we teach them, that she applied that knowledge that she remembered just from us talking. And she came to us and said, hey, there's a gun right here, even though we were standing right there. And her small little brain, she couldn't put 2 and 2 together, but she wanted to let me know that there was a colorful gun and she didn't know if it was real, so she didn't want to touch it, but she wanted to let us know. And so it's like the more that you involve your kids with discussing firearms, showing them firearms, having the safety rules, having them tell you the safety rules, kids will treat that as anything else, like a vehicle. Mm. You're not going to tell your kid, oh, yeah, get behind the steering wheel and drive. You teach them about like safety around the vehicle. Mm. Don't go behind the vehicle because people can't see you. You're too short. Don't go in front of the vehicle without an adult. You're too short. They can't see you. You look before you cross the street both ways so it doesn't fucking hit you. It's the same rules apply for any dangerous pieces of equipment or just a moving piece of equipment that could be harmful and life-threatening, like a fucking pool. Don't go by the pool if there's no adult. You can't go swimming if there's no adult. You can't go over the fence if there's no adult. I mean, all these safety things are in place. Why wouldn't you do it for guns?
And ultimately, it's just about reducing that. Even if you don't want guns in your life or in your home or whatever, you know people who don't. It's like, reduce the mysticism of guns. Create a reality. Like, guns are part of our culture. Guns are part of our history. Guns are an incredibly important part of being an American. We're going to have to use them to secure our liberty again and maybe soon. And so if we don't continue to teach the future generations about how important this shit is,
the tyranny will take over and then it'll be in place
then
forever.
We will do nothing but replace a we will just repeat a history book.
Yep.
Our kids aren't afraid of guns because they've grown up with them. They've learned about them. They're familiar with them. It's not a problem with them.
Yeah.
I hope your kids are the same. I hope you're teaching them.
And if not, it's not too late to get them started.
And your nieces and your nephews and your cousins and your neighbors and your the kids that your kids hang out with, and talk to their parents and get them, you know, some training or introduce them to them yourself in a safe and healthy way. Never too late.
Yep.
I'll take that back. One day will be too late. Let's not let it get to that point. As always, if you think I'm way off my rocker, which I sort of am, you're welcome to email us, info@trainingaz.com. Let us know what you think. If you have some tips or tricks you think we ought to be sharing with some of the other listeners, fire them over. If you're not a patron of the show, please consider joining. You know, it's not free for us to do the show. It does take our time and our energy. It costs us money. You know, it is not free to do this. And we would appreciate all the support you guys can give us. Also helps us do things like security and safety training for schools and Stop the Bleed programs in our communities and yours as we travel.
Mm-hmm.
Independence training moment. What did Drew and Glenn do this past week to better prepare any of the four zones for an emergency? Zone number one, know how to make your own gym without any equipment.
Yeah.
We found ourselves in Washington trying to join a gym for like a week or something just so we could use it like gym or
like a buddy pass or something.
Yeah, yeah, just a gym that we could just, you know, hop into, and just couldn't really find anything that was really close by. So one of our other guys was with us, and we just jogged down from where we were staying down to this beautiful park in Tacoma, and did buddy squats and buddy lifts and then did, you know, some push-ups and sit-ups and rows and just regular stuff we could do without equipment. We did have a set of pull-up bars there that was nice to have, and we did some pull-ups as well. But everything else we did was sans equipment. So know how to do that. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're like, man, I don't want to go to the gym today, or I don't have the time, or maybe I'm in a place where I don't really want to go, or even afterwards, like Drew was saying, as we moved around the neighborhood, we're kind of like, hey, this place kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And we were home late a lot. And it's like, man, I really don't want to have to run down to that park late at night and try to do this in the dark. Seems a little sketch. So it was like easy stuff you could even do at the house we were staying at. So point being, learn how to make your own gym. Plenty of free places out there to look up various different exercises, but practice now. Don't wait until then and try to learn a new exercise.
Yep.
Independence Training Moment brought to you by independencetraining.com. Of course, trainingaz.com. Easiest way to find us. Don't forget about the alumni events coming up October 19th and November 10th. Remember, you can bring us out to train with you. Get hosting information via email, info@trainingaz.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram as The Arms Room Show, Independence Training, Red Wire Gear, MRC Phoenix, and PMA or Premier Martial Arts Scottsdale. We're proud members of the Heroes Media Group. Thank you to Adam and his crew for always keeping us on board for all these years. We truly appreciate everything that they have done for us and also everything that they do for their own communities. They do tons of community service and community outreach as well. Next week, we're going to be talking about staging guns and gear, both close by and off-site. Is it safe or even effective to stash equipment elsewhere, bury it in the ground, keep it at a cabin? We're going to be talking about all that kind of stuff next week. Until then, stay aware, stay safe, and train hard. You've been listening to The Arms Room.